Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
What began as a trickle will soon be a flood as the U.S. Supreme Court releases even more decisions. Last week was Jack Phillips and the Masterpiece Cake decision, a fantastic win for our side, but just the first in a series of cases that run the gamut from free speech to religious freedom to immigration to voter rights and election law to how union dues are collected. Each decision will be hugely anticipated, closely scrutinized, and extremely important. Last week in the Masterpiece decision, the court said that tolerance is a two-way street and gay rights do not trump religious freedom. This week, the court ruled on a case out of Ohio that sought to clean up voter rolls by purging the rolls of voters who have failed to vote for 6 years and who have also failed to respond to a notice sent by the state election officials. In a narrow 5-4 ruling, swing Justice Kennedy voted with the conservatives in a decision that liberals say will benefit conservatives in the next election cycle. According to civil rights groups, laws like the one in Ohio and 6 other states suppress minority turnout and give an advantage to conservatives. One fails to understand how that happens, since these voters are being removed from the rolls because they weren't voting anyway. Conservatives, on the other hand, say that 1 in 8 voter registrations in the U.S. is invalid or inaccurate, which can lead to an increase in voter fraud. This is especially true, they argue, since most states have gone to mail-in ballots or no longer require a photo ID to vote. Ohio's Secretary of State John Husted called the ruling a victory for election integrity and a defeat for those who use the federal court system to make election law across the country. The court is also set to rule on another election law case, this time out of Minnesota, where the court is being asked if voters can be banned from wearing political apparel to the polls when they vote. The case stems from a 2010 incident when a voter was denied entry to the polls because he wore a T-shirt in favor of a ballot referendum. Plaintiffs say this case is all about free speech. Defendants say that the apparel ban is meant to prevent people from being intimidated at the polls. We'll let you know soon which side the court agrees with. Another closely watched case is NIFLA versus Becerra, a lawsuit sparked by a California law that requires Christian crisis pregnancy centers to advertise free and low-cost abortions. National Institute of Family and Life, or NIFLA, President Thomas Glasner said, "This case boils down to one thing. Can the government impose and compel a faith-based ministry to proclaim a message that they are fundamentally opposed to, with the risk of being fined or shut down?" We're seeing more and more of these types of compelled speech or compelled action cases work their way to the forefront as governments ignore the Constitution and pursue more aggressive policies. We absolutely believe we'll win this case because the law itself and its enforcement both bordered on draconian. The two remaining cases that we're watching involve the forced payment of union dues that are then used to advocate for views that the payee doesn't necessarily agree with, and a final ruling on President Trump's immigration policy that banned travel to the U.S. by citizens of 6 predominantly Muslim countries known to harbor and export terrorists. All of these cases are important, all are being closely watched, and all will affect our safety, security, and liberty in the years to come. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.